Galnet News Digest, 4th of January 3304. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, 3304, the year in review. Galactic authorities warn against extreme sports. The big red button. 3304, the year in review. An episode of Galnet News Digest, dated Thursday, the 27th of December, 3304, has somewhat inexplicably fallen backwards through a hole in the space-time continuum, affording a tantalizing glimpse into the future. Here are some of the revelations. The surprise sale of permits to land on planets with atmospheres was as unexpected as it was welcome, although many were disappointed that Earth-like planets remained off-bounds for the foreseeable future. The new ships, the Krait, the Chieftain, and the Merlin had a mixed reception. The Krait was a welcome if slightly retro addition to the ranks of combat ships, with its characteristic 12-engine contrails making it an excellent choice for display aerobatics. The highly versatile Chieftain, with its gimbaled thrusters and tank-like construction, made a versatile and manoeuvrable transporter and mining support vessel, as well as a sure-footed combat platform. The Merlin, by contrast, was a total flop, with only one happy customer, a Commander Elias Thane, who spent the rest of the year trying to get Kerlek, the android engineer, to install upgrades. Fleet carriers were a great hit, despite the substantial cost. With the Hutton Truckers, for example, their squadron was able to dock just outside Hutton orbital, until the Hot Pit team commandeered the carrier to act as a base for the next system takeover, flying wing missions to manipulate ruling faction Mother Gaia into an election to allow a peaceful takeover of Abraham Lincoln Station. The appearance of the Guardian's artificial intelligence droids as an ally in combating the Thargoid menace helped to stop the Thargoid's progress, but not until they destroyed a significant portion of the territory formerly held by the Empire. Colonia remained boring and isolated, just as it had been the year before. The year ended with speculation about whether commanders will ever be able to walk around their ships, or whether it was better to shut up and get on with enjoying what they had already. Galactic authorities warn against extreme sports. The Buckyball Racing Club has once again incurred the wrath of the Galactic authorities after encouraging inexperienced commanders to turn off their life support. The Last Gasp competition invites commanders to visit as many outposts as they can on a single charge of oxygen and make it back to Vodok in LHS 142. The winners are the commanders who manage to dock at outposts in the most distant systems from Vodok before their oxygen supply is depleted. The terrible risk of asphyxiating in the cold blackness of space seems unlikely to put off many of the daredevils who sign up to these ill-advised competitions, who advertise their willingness to live on the edge with a jaunty O2, commanders. Emergency legislation is being rushed through in both Federation and Empire to make this sport illegal, with effect from the 15th of January. The Big Red Button. President Hudson has hit back against Tharg the Mighty's claim that he has a button on his desk and he's not afraid to press it. The federal president explained that little rocket man Tharg has a button that's far less significant than Hudson's own extremely large and impressive button, going on to explain that having small hands doesn't make one small in the meat cleaver department, and that he, President Hudson, would be delighted to flop it on the table and measure it up against the length of one of Tharg's tentacles. Hudson went on to denounce his chief advisor as unhinged, before going off for a therapeutic round of golf, leaving Thorg the Mighty's forces free to attack and set alight another three Aegis stations. And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news so you don't have to.